My name is Suneet Mittal. I'm the director of the electrophysiology program at Valley Hospital, as well as the director of the Snyder Center for Comprehensive Atrial Fibrillation.
Well, thank you today for talking to us, Dr. Mittal. It's always great to hear from you. And we're talking today about a new implantable device, and it's to treat adult patients with central sleep apnea. You better begin by describing what central sleep apnea is.
Pat, I think the first thing to talk about is sleep apnea. I think a lot of people today know about sleep apnea because they understand that there are patients who snore, they have disordered breathing at night, and through public service announcements, we've learned that this is an important entity that needs to be treated. What patients don't often realize is that when we talk about that form of sleep apnea, that is something called obstructive sleep apnea. Okay. But there's another form of sleep apnea that's less well recognized, which is called central sleep apnea. And this is where your brain just does not send the proper signals to your diaphragm to breathe at night. And so essentially, there are periods at night where patients just stop breathing, and they're not even aware of this. And snoring is often not present in this disorder, so the signs are not often there. And so what we're learning is that we have to have a heightened suspicion for this disorder, especially in certain patients. And in the world of cardiology, those patients are those that have atrial fibrillation or heart failure, two very common entities being seen today.
So can central sleep apnea make the problems with the heart worse?
Absolutely. Mm. What we know is that patients with central sleep apnea who have heart failure are almost 50% more likely to be rehospitalized in any six-month period. They're twice as likely to die when they have this condition. And it increases your risk of other conditions such as atrial fibrillation. And importantly, on a day-to-day basis, this condition can cause people to feel tired, have a poor quality of life. And so there are many reasons we would want to treat this condition.
Do we know why the brain doesn't send the proper signals to the diaphragm?
No, we really don't know that. And that's been one of the real challenges. We know that there are, of course, one can envision that there are certain medical conditions. So it's not a surprise that if you've had a stroke, for example, you would have a heightened risk of this. But what's really been hard to understand is why patients with atrial fibrillation or heart failure are at increased risk of this. And that's what's made it difficult to build, diagnose, and treat.
But there is a device that you've been involved with that is put into the body that hopefully can help.
Yeah. So just to first, I think we should think about treatment in general. Over the years, there's been a lot of treatments that have been tried, ranging from medications, giving people some oxygen at night, using things that we've used for obstructive sleep apnea, like CPAP therapy, and even a special ventilator called adaptive servo ventilator. And unfortunately, none of those therapies have ever stood the test of time. So that's what's really exciting about the current era, where essentially a stimulator, a pacemaker for the nerve that supplies the diaphragm, which can do the job that the brain is not doing, can be a very effective treatment for patients with central sleep apnea.
Tell me about this device and how it is put in the body.
I think today most patients appreciate what a pacemaker is. Mm-hmm. A pacemaker generally has two components. There's a wire that's in the heart and which are hooked up to a battery pack, which is the energy source. And this device is similar to that. It's a phrenic nerve stimulator. So there is a wire that we implant on the outer surface of the heart. It can be placed through veins that we can access through a minimally invasive approach. And these wires are placed along the nerve that supplies the diaphragm. So it paces that nerve and wakes that nerve up when your own body fails to activate the nerve. And just like any pacemaker system, this wire is connected to a battery pack that gets implanted just below the collarbone, typically on the right side of a patient.
Can you see it?
Well, because these are hard metallic shells, I think that if you touch that area, you can feel the edges of the device, but nothing is otherwise visible from the surface.
How does it work once it's in there?
What happens is that it's designed to only work during the hours when a patient is sleeping. And what it's doing is it's monitoring for whether your diaphragm is moving or not. And of course, anybody who's sleeping with normal diaphragm movement should be breathing at some rhythmic pattern. When it notes that that is absent, in other words, there may be a situation where your brain did not send the proper signal to the diaphragm to stimulate a breath, the device does that for you. And in that process, it ensures that through the course of the night, you're getting proper ventilation at a rhythmic level.
While you are sleeping, does this wake you up at all? Do you know that it's happening if you have this device in you?
No, not at all. So, you know, like anything else, patients get used to it. We start pacing this nerve at a very low output and gradually, like we do with medicines, increase the dose a little by little till we get to the therapeutic level. And ultimately, it's just the reverse. Patients now have restful sleeps that are not interrupted by frequent awakenings. Many people have insomnia, which gets resolved with this type of therapy. So it's just the reverse. They're now getting uninterrupted sleep over the course of their night because their sleep disordered breathing has now been resolved.
You wouldn't take this device out. It would be in for as long as you're alive.
Yes, Pat, we would maintain the device. Mm-hmm. And of course, like any device of this type, the battery will periodically need to be changed. With the first generation devices, we believe the battery will last 5 to 7 years, you know, very similar to what would happen with pacemakers. And then during a minor procedure, we would change the battery. As long as the system was proven to be effective for a given patient, we believe the therapy would need to be continued lifelong.
So, of course, if you had this device implanted, you wouldn't need a CPAP or any of the other means of getting a restful sleep.
That is correct. Now, it's important to recognize that these are typically patients in whom all of those therapies have failed to benefit them. And again, as I mentioned earlier, those types of therapies typically don't work for patients with central sleep apnea. They're more effective for obstructive sleep apnea. So that is, I think, one of the important things to remember about this type of therapy. It is the only proven therapy to work in patients with central sleep apnea today.
The Valley Hospital is one of only two sites in New Jersey that offers this. And have you implanted the device in many patients so far?
Yes, we've launched our program and we've been fortunate to implant several patients with this device. And we've had a very favorable initial experience. And we look forward to being able to offer this therapy to more patients to restore their quality of life.
Sounds so exciting. Anything that you want to mention about the system that I may not have asked you about?
No, I think the key is for people to recognize that this entity exists and for doctors to be cognizant of the warning signs or the high-risk patients, because to make the diagnosis require that patients undergo a formal sleep study or sleep evaluation, because without undergoing the evaluation, there's no way to even know that the problem occurs. And if you don't know that the problem is there, then of course you don't know who could benefit from treatment.
Well, Doctor, thank you so much for educating us about this new device. It sounds very exciting.
Thank you, Pat.
And thank you for doing the interview. We appreciate it.
Terrific.